Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Consuegra. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sandy Consuegra. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting second. The second baseman, Spook Jacobs. Batting third. The center fielder, Vic Power. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Bollweg. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Renna. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Scheib. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Carl Scheib. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Power. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carrasquel scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Power settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton takes first base on ball four. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Hatton moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Bollweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bollweg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Consuegra moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Consuegra moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Consuegra scores. Carrasquel moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Art Dittmar now pitching. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Astroth for a passed ball. Carrasquel scores. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 0-for-1 in the game. Fane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Minoso scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Fane moves to second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Fane moves to third. Marshall moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bollweg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Renna. Groth reaches second base with a double. Fane scores. Marshall scores. Hatton moves to third. It's 7-0, White Sox. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Consuegra strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatton scores. Groth scores. It's 9-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Renna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter pinch hits for Art Dittmar. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Minoso bunts towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs scoops it up and throws to first, with Shantz covering, for the out. Minoso moves to second. One out. Bill Wilson pinch hits for Willard Marshall. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive towards short. DeMaestri catches it and throws to second to double up Minoso. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Wilson now playing left field. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed McGee now playing center field. Cass Michaels pinch hits for Grady Hatton. Lou Limmer now playing first base. Elmer Vallow now playing right field. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler is hit by the pitch. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Groth strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Consuegra hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels now playing third base. Bob Boyd now playing first base. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox bunts towards the mound. Shantz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carrasquel moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Zerniel. Carrasquel scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. Minoso moves to second. It's 11-0, White Sox. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Shantz. Minoso scores. It's 12-0, White Sox. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacob scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 14-0, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a line drive towards third. Finnegan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Consuegra hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Groth moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Groth. The throw from Astroth and he is out, Finnegan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Finnegan hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Upton now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacobs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Jacobs reaches second base with a double. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Limmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carl Sawatzky pinch hits for Schirmlaller. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky hits a line drive into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carl Sawatzky now catching. Fred Marsh now playing shortstop. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Limmer hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Finnegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Consuegra bunts towards the mound. Upton fields it and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to second. 1 out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jim Rivera pinch hits for Nelly Fox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Stewart now playing right field. Manny Minoso now playing third base. Cass Michaels now playing second base. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 2 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Jim Robertson pinch hits for Bill Upton. Jim Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Astroth moves to second. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 3 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into right field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jacobs bunts towards the mound. Consuegra picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Consuegra. Astroth scores. Robertson goes all the way around to score. Jacobs moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 14-2, White Sox. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into right field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jacobs tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 14-3, White Sox. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 3 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive towards third. Minoso reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 14, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.